It's my privilege to be in your midst once again, and especially after this series of study that we have had from God's Word. I'm not going to continue on the series. Just leave a few thoughts in the same connection. When we studied the book of Haggai, we considered that it was a little book. And we also considered that he was a little known person. Little messages. And we saw how God was able to use such a little ministry for the glory of God to be a very successful ministry. Our God is a great God. So great is His work that we see in the universe. His greatness is beyond our understanding. Man has still not been able to find out His greatness, nor will ever be able to. Such a great God, does little things matter to Him? When He looks up from heaven, such a great God, does these small little things, do they really matter to Him? So we are going to look this morning, little things that really matter to God. So firstly, we will look at little things which God does not appreciate. So we'll turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 6. Know ye not that a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump? You see, a little leaven is enough in order to leaven the entire lump that is there. How much ever you have, a small leaven that is added, a little portion is added that leavens the whole lump. This speaks about the moral evil of a believer. You may consider, you may think, you know, this is only a small sin that I am doing. It's okay, so many big sins are there in this world. But I just said a small lie. It's okay. Now the Word of God says, moral evil, when we do it in little, it will eventually leaven the whole lump. You may think that it is only a small matter. And then you will begin with that. The beginning when you do, your heart is little pricked. And after some time, that pricking also vanishes. It becomes a routine sin in our life. And begins to increase and increase in our life. Moral evils in our life, though it be little, God does not appreciate that. Normally we try to justify looking at the other person. You know what that brother has done, what that sister has done. This is just nothing. Little things matters to God. We need to be careful about the little sin in our life and be able to put it away. We read about the same thing in Galatians and chapter 5 and verse 9. The same words are used there. A little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. Here it is to do with doctrinal evil. If the first one is to do with the moral evil, this is about doctrinal evil. God has given us the truths concerning Himself and about all that we need to know in His Word. And it has been given to us so that we might follow it strictly. Sometimes when doctrinal error comes in, or sometimes when doctrinal compromises comes in, sometimes we permit it, thinking that it is only a small thing. It is only a little doctrinal error. So many doctrines we are holding on so very fast. But this one, it is all right in this world today. That God does not appreciate. All the doctrines of God, we should learn and we should be able to hold on to it fast. Gospel of Matthew chapter 16 and verse 6, we again read there of another leaven. There we read, Then Jesus said unto them, Take heed and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. What evil is this? This is the evil of hypocrisy. We know the Lord Jesus Christ was condemning the hypocrisy of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. They were trying to show outwardly things that they were doing, but inwardly it was not what they were doing. The pretense of holiness, the pretense of being spiritual, the pretense of being better than the others, these are things that God does not appreciate in our life. So firstly, the little leaven in all its form is something God does not appreciate. Second thing that is little which God does not appreciate, we read in James and chapter 3 and verse 5. They speak about a little member of our body. Even so, the tongue is a little member and boasteth great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindleth. The little tongue, we need to be careful. It is equated with fire. If you are playing with your tongue, you are playing with fire. So don't use your tongue so freely. Be careful of what you speak and what you say. Look at verse 6. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members that it defileth the whole body. It is again is like the leaven. It is a little member, but it defiles the whole body. So the writer says there, keep your tongue under control. Man has been able to tame everything in this world, but the little tongue is something that he has not been able to tame. Look at verse 9 there. Therewith bless we God, even the Father, and therewith curse we men. So what can we do with our tongue? We can bless God. That's what we were doing this morning. We blessed God. We thanked Him for all that He has done and what He had become for us. Day in and day out in our prayer, in our worship, in our praise, in our meditations, we praise Him with this tongue. Now after some time, we are going to disperse from here. What are you going to use your tongue for? Be careful. Don't go out and then start talking about this brother and that and this and that. How is it that you can bless God on the one side and curse His people on the other? Look at Proverbs chapter 12 and verse 18. There is that speaketh like the piercing of a sword, but the tongue of the wise is held. So you can use your tongue, your words, either to pierce like a sword into the innermost part of another person, or you can use the tongue in order to heal another person, to heal them, to give them health, to encourage them and to prosper them. You can use your tongue. So the Word of God says, be careful about this little tongue that you have. In Proverbs 26 and verse 22, the writer says that the words of a talebearer are like wounds. It goes down to the innermost parts of the belly. It is like wounding another person. That's what gossip is all about. So let us be careful with the tongue that we have. Thirdly, we look at Proverbs chapter 6 and verse 10. There we read about a little sleep. Yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. A sluggard, a lazy person, a little sleep takes him to poverty. The next verse talks about that he is moving towards poverty because of that little sleep. Look at verse 6 there. It talks about an ant. It says, go thou to the ant, thou sluggard, and consider her ways. Go and learn from the ant. And verse 8 says, the ant provideth her meat in the summer and gathereth her food in the harvest. When it is summer, when it is harvest time, it goes and gathers its food for the future. So the Word of God says to that person who takes a little more sleep to go and learn from the ant. In the Gospel of Matthew in chapter 9 and verse 37, the Lord Jesus Christ said to His disciples, the harvest is plenty, but the laborers are few. We need to gather when the harvest is there. Soon the harvest will be over and you will not be able to gather anymore. So during the time of the harvest, the Lord Jesus Christ said, the harvest now is plenty. So let us not be lazy in our Christian life. When it comes to spiritual work, let us not be lazy. Let us not be found sleeping when the harvest is going on. Yet a little sleep, the writer says there. And fourthly, look at Luke's Gospel chapter 7 and verse 47. Talks about little love. A woman came to the Lord Jesus Christ and stood behind Him and wept. A sinful woman, and she washed His feet with the tears of her eyes. And the host of the house questioned the Lord Jesus Christ in his heart. The Lord Jesus Christ was answering him, and there He says in verse 47, Luke's Gospel chapter 7, wherefore I say unto thee, her sins which are many are forgiven, for she loved much, but to whom little is forgiven, the same loveth little. If you think that your sins were only little and not so great, then you are going to love the Lord Jesus Christ only little. Remember the burden of our sin, even as we considered earlier, the burden of our sin was so great upon the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to remember that every day. The burden of our sin that was upon the Lord Jesus Christ should always be before us, so that we might be able to consider how great pain He went through for us. Therefore, our love for Him would be greater and we will appreciate Him more. These are some of the little things that God does not appreciate. Now we look at the little things which God appreciates. Look at Luke's Gospel, chapter 19, verse 16. The Lord was speaking in parables and He was talking about a pound that was given to some people. And then we read there in verse 16, "Then came the first saying, 'Lord, thy pound hath gained 10 pounds.'" They were all given something and they brought in return whatever they could bring. You only need to be faithful in those little things which God has given to you. He was looking at that faithfulness in those little things that was given. God has given gifts to each one of us. There is no believer to whom God has not given any gifts. Maybe you think that this is a small thing that I have, I can't do much with that. God wants you to be faithful and do trade with that and use that, and then God would reward you for that. You know about a little boy in the scripture? Sunday school children? Little boy in scripture? Yes? Little boy? Yes. What did he have with him? He had some few loaves. 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes. Yeah. We read in the Gospel of John, chapter 6 and verse 9, that he was a little boy. I don't know why he had 5 loaves with him. Mother must have given it to him to go and sell and make money. Maybe, I don't know, he must have gone and then he had heard this crowd and the Lord Jesus Christ speaking. This little boy, he must have joined into that crowd. And now the disciples or somebody must have seen this boy carrying bread. This boy's heart must have been pounding, it's going to be taken away from him. I don't know what that boy did, but if I was there, I would have had it behind me. But here was that little thing that little boy gave into the hands of the Lord Jesus Christ. You may be a little person in the assembly, only a little boy. Or maybe you have only little things in your hand, only a few loaves and a few fishes. God is interested in that little. He can take that little and can make it as a blessing unto hundreds and thousands. Little boy in the scripture. There's a little girl in scripture. You know about a little girl? Anybody learnt about a little girl? Yeah. The house of Naaman, there was a little maid. We read in 2 Kings in chapter 5 and verse 2. She was taken captive by the Syrians. Syrians took some of the Israelites as captives with them. And here was a little maiden in the house of Naaman. What can she do? You know, she saw Naaman was a leper. And she told only a small message. Yeah. She told Naaman's wife, "If your husband or my lord would go to that prophet in Samaria, his leprosy will be healed." A small word. Leprosy speaks about sin. There are many sinners in this world today. For their healing, the gospel is given to us. You don't have to be a great gospel speaker. You don't have to be convention speakers in order to preach the or speak the gospel. The little girl, she gave a little word. It brought about salvation or healing in that house. It doesn't matter how much you have. Whatever the little boy had, he gave. It doesn't matter how much you know. The little girl didn't know so much about the law and the precepts. All she knew was that there was a prophet who can heal my Lord. The little that you know is enough for God to take it and use it for the blessing of others. You know about the woman in Zarephath. Elijah was sent unto her. We read in 1 Kings and chapter 17. Elijah was still now was being fed by the ravens. And now he is sent to that widow in Zarephath. He asked her what she has. What did she have? She had a handful of meal. And she has a little oil. She is collecting a few sticks so that she'll make her last meal. And she and her son will have that, and after that they will die. In other words, they had nothing with them. They was only facing death before them. And the prophet says to her, "Make meal with that whatever you have and first give it to me." And that woman did that, isn't it? The last thing that she had, there was no hope before her. You may think there's nothing else that you have in your life. And ahead of you, you are not able to see anything at all. But whatever that you have, if you give it to the Lord. That little oil, and with that little flour, she made that meal for that prophet. And we see how she was blessed. She was blessed abundantly. When we come to the Gospel of Mark in chapter 3, verse 9. Mark chapter 3, verse 9. And he spoke to his disciples in order that a little ship should wait upon him on account of the crowd, that they may not press upon him. The little ship to wait upon him. The crowd was thronging there. The Lord wanted to preach to them. And he asked for a little ship. And I think those little ships speaks about you and me. He has need of you and me. There are many things that he could have asked for. He asked only for that little one. There are many nobles in this world. There are many wise men in this world. There are many strong ones in this world. But the Lord chose the weak and the foolish things of this world, that he might show forth his wisdom and his power through us. Brothers and sisters, the Lord needs you and me. He needs our heart. The prophet said to the woman at Zarephath, you first make that to me. The first priority that we have in our life. Or that we might be able to surrender our all to our Lord Jesus Christ. We read again about the little ship in John's Gospel chapter 21. Look at chapter 21 and verse 8 of the Gospel of John. And the other disciple came in a little ship, for they were not far from the land, but as it were 200 cubits, dragging the net with fishes. Earlier the little ship waited upon the Lord Jesus Christ. Now once again the disciples are there in the little ship, and they cast the net on the right side, and there was a plentiful of fishes for them to catch. Ourselves ready for our Lord Jesus Christ, and allow him to be the captain of our life. Then our little ships will be plenty with fishes. The Lord Jesus Christ said unto his disciples, I will make you fishers of men. We may be little in the sight of this world. God wants us as little people into his hands so that he can use us to bring many souls to the kingdom of God. In 2 Kings in chapter 4 and verse 10, we read about a little chamber. We'll close with that. Our time is gone. 2 Kings in chapter 4 and verse 10. Here was prophet Elisha and a woman at Shunem. And she knows that the prophet has been going around this way. And she decides to make a little house or little room for the prophet of God. It speaks about the little hospitality that women can show. A little hospitality. God does not forget that. All that we have done, those little small things that we have done unto his name, he will not forget. And there was a great blessing in that household after they made that little chamber. In Genesis chapter 18 and verse 4, we see Abraham. When the strangers came to his house, and then he ran to them. And he says, let a little water, I pray you, be fetched and wash your feet and rest yourself under the tree. A little water. See, God remembers that. A little water to wash their feet. Those strangers who came through the heat of the day, it was water to wash their feet. Hospitality and concern for the people of God. The Lord said, even a glass of water that you give, go without its reward. Even a glass of cold water. Even a little water to wash the feet. Our God is concerned about little things. So let us remember that the little that we have is enough in the hands of God, that it might be a blessing unto many people. So may God help us, that those little things that God does not appreciate, we may be able to put it away from our life. And those little things that we have, little gifts that he has given to us, those little things, assets that we consider as nothing in this world, let us give it into the hands of God. Let us surrender our little lives to him. Indeed, he would be able to take us and bless us and use us for his glory. May our God help us as individuals and as an assembly, that we might be able to be used for his glory. May God bless these thoughts to our hearts.